For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
It's very unifying. It's such a happy instrument. From the first strum, you play like, put one finger on one string and boom, and there it is. It's an instant gratification.
That's Jessica Skinner, leader of the Kola Ukulele Band, talking about the instrument she teaches and the group she directs. The Kola Ukulele Band, it's Kola, not Columbia, though that's the city where the group is located, was the brainchild of University of South Carolina music student Tim Hall.
I decided to apply for a grant from the College Music Society, and the grant was to put together an ensemble that could include members of the community and also music students, or really anyone who wanted to join. I figured that the ukulele is an approachable instrument. It's not too intimidating. And so I decided to write the grant for that reason, and I was lucky and won.
Hall formed the group not to build a serious, proficient musical outfit, but as an outlet to enjoy simple social and musical togetherness.
As a music student, we spend a lot of time practicing really technically difficult music. So I wanted to play with people in the community, and I wanted to experience the social aspect of music making under situations that aren't as stressful. I wanted to play with people who just want to have fun and they're not concerned about becoming the best at their instrument.
Lexington music teacher Don Russo helped Hall organize the band and is very enthusiastic about the ukulele as an easy way to learn music and enjoy playing with people.
I call ukulele the gateway instrument because it's very accessible. You can get a ukulele for a pretty reasonable price, and you can also pick it up fairly quickly. It's not something that's like extremely challenging, like learning how to play piano.
So we're going to play A minor. We're going to go 4-1.
I do pick the songs. Like, we have a big book, Daily Ukulele, and it has 365 songs. And so I'll, you know, pick a number of songs from there.
Skinner usually sticks to familiar songs that are both easy to play and fun to sing.
Sometimes we'll do songs we've done before, like the week before, and sometimes I'll throw in some new ones. But 9 times out of 10, it's songs that everyone already is familiar with, but we're just learning the chords to it. I tend to pick a lot of the older music, like Hey Baby, Hey Baby, or Hank Sr., you know, like stuff like that. A lot of the old country music. The last session, we had a lot of fun doing like Under the Boardwalk. And so we ended up like splitting up, like we have singers too, so everybody like sings and plays, which makes it even more fun.
The band has played in hospitals, nursing homes, high schools, and other venues, and is always well received, according to Hall. The ukulele is being used more in pop music today by artists such as Jason Mraz and Ingrid Michaelson. The band's practices attract people of various backgrounds and ages, from elementary school children to their parents and grandparents. Columbia retiree John Finch picked up the ukulele to play songs from his youth that didn't fit his other instrument, the dulcimer.
Some of the Beatles tunes are great tunes to play. I remember growing up with those tunes, and every time I hear them and play them, basically I'm transported back to my youth. So it's sort of like a sense of renewal in terms of getting back into the swing of being young again.
Whether the members of the Kola Ukulele Band are recalling youth with a Van Morrison song or are young now, the band's feel-good sounds bring a smile to all the members and all their audiences. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.